Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
This is Susan Bailey. I'm coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse that's on the square in Salina. Our radio broadcast is sponsored in part and it's hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with some other local civic-minded businesses. If you would like to become a sponsor for this Clay County Corner, give us a call at 931-243-3338. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM, and that's Kicks Country. Then again, you can hear it as it will be replayed this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. And don't forget, you can also catch the show online at www.dalehollowhorizon.org. Just visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show or any of the archived shows that you might want to hear again. We've got another good show for you this morning over the next hour with, I think, about three guests this morning who are going to be sharing some local events or some information, as well as providing just some general interest to all of us. Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners to call in with some guest or topic ideas or any news of events or activities that are going to be coming up in the near future. On the lineup today, I have Al Westbrook with the Boy Scout Troop 191, Tracy Hackett with the UT Clay County Extension Office, and I've got James Allen King coming up first with East 52 Fire Department. Don't forget, too, to call in with birthday and anniversary announcements. This week I'm doing, remember, it's from today and back for a week. So today we've got announcements from September the 19th through today, the 25th. Please keep that in mind when you call. I actually checked my answering machine this morning, and most of the call-ins today are for the next week. So please call in, start calling in today for next week, and that would be the week of September the 26th through October the 2nd. But be sure to call in with those for each week. Somebody will win a Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements and for the Salina Dairy Queen cake winner. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. And just leave a message and we will check it on Thursday morning when we come back in next week. This week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber today after 10:30 this morning. Start calling today, remember, for next week, the week of September the 26th through October the 2nd. And again, that number is 931-243-5574. I want to remind everybody, too, that the Grace Free Food Kitchen continues to serve weekly, and that's on every Tuesday from 11 in the morning until 12 noon at the Methodist Church Activity Building. If you have any questions about that, please feel free to call 931-243-3739. I know those folks are continuing to accept donations of food, any fresh food items, and cash donations are also very much appreciated to keep this program going. And be sure to get out and vote this Saturday on September the 27th for your Twin Lakes Director of Choice at your local Twin Lakes office from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. This will be early voting, and get out and vote for your Director of Choice. Also this Saturday, the Salina Lions will be at the four-way stop, that's September the 27th again. They'll be collecting donations for White Cane Day. It's officially Wednesday, October the 15th. I want to just give you an announcement, too. The Solana Lions Club meets every second and fourth Monday at the Concessions Building in the Clay County Recreation Complex. Please come and join as currently serving Lions Club president. I would like to extend an invitation to join and become a member of the world's largest service club. There are 46,000 clubs worldwide and 1.35 million members. It's a prestigious, a very honorable organization, and we do a lot of good service. So come out and see what we're all about. We meet every second and fourth Thursday at 6:30 p.m. We'll pause now for a short break, and then I'll return with James Allen King and East 52 Fire Department.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
And we're back now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, live at the Clay County Historical Courthouse on the square in Solana. I've got Mr. James King. He's the fire chief of the East 52 Fire Department, and he's going to be giving us a lot of information about firefighting and the fire department. And I guess what I really, really wanted him in for mainly, though, today, we're all very concerned about their fundraising efforts. And if you would first maybe just mention what is going on right now. I know I've voted every day since I saw it, but let people know what you're doing right now.
Right now we're currently in a contest to win $10,000 from Josh Sellers. The originally owned winery, but he's also an actor. He's giving out right at $50,000 to volunteer fire departments. There was about 380 fire departments entered the contest, and we made it. They voted, they picked the top 10 people. Josh Sellers and his group did. And then after that, the top 10 go on to the voting process on Facebook. We're in the top 10. Luckily, which, I mean, for Clay County, that's
wonderful.
Yeah, that's huge. But if we get the top five, we get $10,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I was looking at when I voted this morning, I noticed in the lineup that it shows everybody you're number eight. Is that where we're standing right now?
I don't think so, because every time I refresh it, it bounces around.
Around, okay.
Yeah, there are different places. I think they aren't telling us where we're at. We don't know, so we just got to keep digging for votes.
Yeah, so, you know, all you Facebook people out there especially, and not just you, but share with all your friends, especially today. We could really make a difference just today. I think, is today the last day to vote?
Actually, we found out it's in the morning.
Oh,
or tomorrow,
okay,
sometime it's the last day.
Okay.
So we got an extra day there, which is a good thing.
Okay, and, good. Well, I did go to the spot, and I shared. So all of your friends, you know, if you'll just share on your webpage, or on your, not your webpage, on your Facebook page, then that goes out to all of your friends, too, if you make it public. And then the more we can get today, it could make the difference. It could absolutely make the difference.
Yeah, if we get in the top five, that'd be awesome.
I mean, that'd be beyond awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in, you know, this is, what, our third contest like this?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we've, the first one was with Cumlin Toyota out of Cookeville. You know, we
right.
won, I think, second or third place in that one. We got $2,500 out of that.
Uh-huh.
And, then, of course, just recently, the Johnsonville Brock Company, you know, we come in, I think, fifth or sixth in that one
yeah.
in the nation. I mean,
yeah.
that's a big thing for Clay County to come in.
That's amazing.
That high.
That's amazing. And, you know, they had some pretty doggone good brats, too.
I yes,
know,
they were.
He was able to win an opportunity for them to come to our Rescue 911 tribute the other day, and they came and set up and cooked for us and gave away the brats, but then we were able to donate that evening. And that was, I think, very successful, too. So they do some really good brats, and that was a very good program. James, what are some of the training requirements? I know what this is for. It's for something else, mainly the fundraising that we're doing, but it also includes other things, too. What are some of the training requirements for volunteer firefighters?
The state of Tennessee enacted a law, I think, right 3 years ago. All volunteer firefighters have to have a 16-hour course minimum before they can be on the fire scene. Some of the counties have opted out of that, but it's just a 16-hour basic class. It's free. Any volunteer firefighter wants to take it, or anybody that joins the department through TFACA, Tennessee State Fire and Codes Academy.
Mm-hmm.
I teach the classes, so if anybody in Clay County needs it, we can get that took care of. But
okay.
that's one of the minimum requirements is 16 hours, basic firefighter. And it just teaches you about what the gear, what the trucks is, what the equipment is, what it does, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple stuff
okay.
in the fire service.
And do you usually try to do that? Well, I know everybody, most everybody, of course, it's volunteer. What does that say? Most people are working somewhere else. So you try to do that probably on evenings or weekends or?
Yeah, a little of both. We try a couple hours a night,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2 to 3 hours usually each, maybe once, twice a week, depending on what everybody's schedule is, and get it
mm-hmm.
in. Takes us, you know, about a month to do it.
Okay.
Then after the 16-hour, then go on to a 64-hour class, which is just classroom only. Then it mm-hmm. goes more in depth
right.
in the equipment and the fire service, I guess you would say, in general. Then when you get done with that, you can go on to the fire academy for a 22-hour live burn. We just got back from that this weekend. It was seven
oh, wow.
of us went to that this
mm-hmm.
weekend. But when you get done with that, then they can take the firefighter one test or hazmat first, and then they can take the firefighter one test,
mm-hmm.
firefighter two, and go on up the chain, I guess you would say,
mm-hmm.
as far as training certifications.
But there's a lot that you can really climb and advance a lot.
Yes, yeah,
in the
there
department.
Is a lot.
Well, and some of the fundraising that y'all do helps to send some of your guys, I'm sure, to some of these programs.
Yeah.
And then some probably pay out of their pocket, I'm sure.
We try not to let them, I mean,
yeah.
I try not to let my guys pay out of their pocket. I mean, they're volunteering their time.
Right.
I mean, they put in, you know,
a
to do that 64-hour class and do live burn, you're looking at 80 hours, you know,
yeah.
of their time. And I try not to let them pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That, we can get out and do fundraising for that.
Right.
And it ain't cheap. It's, I think this weekend it was $156 per person.
Wow.
To go
mm-hmm.
to the academy.
Mm-hmm.
But that paid for the room and board, the class, the food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's cheap in reality, I guess you would say, for the
yeah.
class.
Yeah, and the benefits that you reap from that are just, you know, you can't put a price on that.
Exactly. Training is, in the fire service, is the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you set higher standards. What are some of your unit requirements? I'm just guessing that you kind of step it up a notch, and you really want your guys to do even more.
Yeah.
And that's based on the fact that you are a trainer, you know.
If you're
willing to do that.
I expect more out of my guys, and, you know, I have to say I'm proud of my guys. Everybody
mm-hmm.
on our department, I'll say thanks to them. If it weren't
mm-hmm.
for them, we wouldn't have a department.
Yeah.
And I have to say a lot of them are motivated, very motivated in my department. I'm lucky on that aspect. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do expect more out of them. We've currently got a guy just started EMT school last week, you know.
Oh, wow.
And same with the academy, you know. We sit seventh to the academy. That's something
uh-huh.
to be proud of.
It is. It certainly is.
And if I can get them all firefighter one trained,
wow.
You know, that would be awesome. For a volunteer department to be everybody firefighter one trained at least,
uh-huh.
you know, that would be, you don't see that in volunteer departments much.
No, you don't. And I know that I don't really know exactly how it all works, but I'm sure that it makes a difference for the local communities, for homeowners. As far as their insurance goes, is of course if you've got paid fire departments, that's one thing. But when you've got enough volunteer fire departments in your community, in your county wide, and you've got trained firefighters, that's got to make some kind of a difference, too, with your insurance programs.
Yes, it does. ISO is a company that covers that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, actually, they're coming in October and doing an inspection on our department. They come, they're probably going to do every department in the county just about that they mm-hmm. can get to. But ISO comes in and rates your department from a 1 to a 9. And what they do is they come in and look at your equipment, look at your records, your training records, what training your people have, your service records on your equipment, hose testing, ladder testing, pump testing. There's a lot of paperwork, I guess you would say, you have to have in place.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're currently a 6. East 52 is anyway.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Which is, turning mm-hmm. me on, most paid departments, I guess, the like Cooper City is a paid department. They're a 4. So, you know, in comparison, they got like 50 or 60 guys around the clock paid,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, and for us to be a 6, that's something to say.
That is. That's a big accomplishment, a big
yes.
achievement. You know, you just said you've got records and you keep all those records of everybody's training, everything. Y'all need to turn in for the Presidential Service Award, too. If you've got all that documented, I guarantee y'all can get some of those awards, and that's a signed certificate from the president. You know, that would just be another little nick that you could get into.
Yeah, that'd be
something
to look
into. And it's no big deal. All you got to do is send in some paperwork, you know,
right.
send in the hours to the Chamber of Commerce, actually, because we kind of head that up. So really, the training costs are met primarily by these fundraising efforts, too. We're trying to pay off a loan, right?
Actually, we got it paid off.
Oh, good. Okay.
Probably 2 months ago.
Okay. You know, I thought that was accurate. I remembered seeing that, but then I wasn't so sure.
Yeah.
After
our last fundraiser at the community center with Baptist Ridge Fire Department,
uh-huh.
we had raised enough money to finish paying the loan off.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. You don't have that hanging over your head, at least, anymore.
No.
Because I know that was one of the, what do you call it, an albatross hanging,
yeah,
hanging around
Yeah, we're probably going to be getting into another one pretty soon.
Yeah.
We put in for a new tanker, which our tanker
okay.
blew the motor in it last year.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're putting in for another one, probably going to get that again for another $10,000 to get a new truck.
Yeah, and what that means, if you don't have a tanker, then you may not have the ability to put a fire out if you can't access a fire hydrant.
Correct.
Is that right? So you've got to, it's various items to have.
Yes, out in the county, Clay County anyway, there's not a hydrant we can really hook to.
Right.
Our trucks will pump more than the hydrant will supply us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where our tankers come into play.
Okay. Well, James, I need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about some more things, if that's okay.
That'd be great.
All right. I know he's working today, and I've got to grab him as fast as I can. So, taking a break right now for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM. That's Kicks Country. I want to throw in real quick, too, Mary Lou Reno, if you're listening, I'd like to have you on here next week to talk about the history and the present work on the old historical ice house. I'm here, sitting here right now with Mr. King, the fire chief of East 52, and we've been talking about fundraising efforts and just different things, responsibilities that the volunteer fire departments have and their needs, you know, their training needs. And I wanted to ask him about the equipment needs now, too. I know this stuff is you. When you address a fire, when you have to go to a fire, then you're wearing all the gear and you're having to use the gear. How well does the equipment hold out? What's the, I guess, life expectancy? How often does it have to be replaced, and like your personal gear and hosing and everything? Does that seem like it has a big turnover, or does it last pretty good?
Average lifespan on turnout gear, depending, of course, let's go back to, depends on how much it gets used.
Right.
How much set bunker gear is in a house fire, turnout gear is in a house fire,
mm-hmm.
Rips and tires and stuff like that, you have to
yeah.
do maintenance on it. But normal lifespan is 8 to 10 years, roughly. And that's normal for, like, a smaller volunteer department like us. I know we just got new gear last year for all my guys, 18 new sets. But the gear we had before that was 10 years old. Now, the gear we had before that was probably 20 years old,
wow.
you know, donated from somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we were starting out. But 10 years on the average for turnout gear. Air packs, roughly 10 years. Your bottles have to be tested every 5 to 7 years, depending on what kind of bottle it is.
Mm-hmm.
The trucks can last forever depending on how much maintenance you do to them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure y'all probably do a lot of personal maintenance to them because,
yeah.
you know, y'all probably just get out and check the oil and check the gaskets and all that stuff.
Yeah, once a week we do shift nights, what we call shift nights.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our guys stay on the weekends, pull one shift each weekend. They usually stay like 12 hours of a night on a Friday night or Saturday night or something like that, and they'll do checkoffs on the trucks.
Yeah.
You know, they start everything, make sure everything's full of gas. Make sure everything is up to par. Get
uh-huh.
everything. If something's wrong, they fix it. You know, stuff like that on the weekends.
Okay, so you've got like a checkoff list that,
yeah.
of specific things that they need to look at. That was something I wanted you to get into, too, to tell me a little about your facility, about your building. I understand that you do actually have the bunker and bedding capabilities, and I knew I'd heard you say on the... I'm not sure where, maybe the night of the tribute, you were talking about the guys staying over, and I wasn't quite sure what that meant, but tell me about your facility.
Our facility is a 2,400 square foot building. We have an upstairs in it, which is kind of like a little loft, I guess you would say.
Uh-huh.
Loft is on top of the office and the bathroom and the training room and the kitchen. There's a sectional couch upstairs, big screen TV. There's actually a pool table that a guy from Florida donated to us from a pool and spa depot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slate pool table upstairs that the guys can play pool on when
yeah.
they're staying. But we have a little bedroom. It's probably 10 by 14.
Mm-hmm.
Me and two or three more of the guys paid for the lumber, I guess you would say, and we built the bunk beds. Then we
mm-hmm.
got some mattresses donated from like a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
So each person has their own bunk. There's four bunks in there. They have their own little, I guess you would say, in the bedroom that they can put their stuff in if they're staying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a volunteer thing, you know. They come in and do their checkoffs, and there's usually roughly anywhere from 2 to 6 guys staying on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to do it every weekend. Some weekends we can't. You
yeah.
know, somebody's got their lives, you know.
Right. Something going on.
Yeah, all the time, you know. And so sometimes there's, you know, there may not be nobody there.
Yeah.
But we try.
Yeah. Well, that's a good plan to have in place to do that maintenance and keep it going.
Yeah, and it also keeps the guys interested too more. And they get to... I guess, hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Get to know each other better.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you have right now?
Right now, around 35.
Around 35. That's a good number.
Now, you have to take into account, not all of them are firefighters. A lot of them are the ladies that, you
right.
know, they volunteer their time to, whether it be cleaning the fire hall, you know, helping do fundraising stuff, you know, be out getting in town stuff for fundraisers and helping with that side of it, you know.
Right. You know, we're talking more about all the equipment and everything, and then responding to a fire, that can take a short time or a long time, and then when you leave, it's not over.
No.
You've got to come back, and what all is involved when you get back to the fire hall?
When you get back to the fire hall, usually you got to go fill the truck back up, whether it be fuel or water, depending on whichever one you need. Get back to you. You got to restack your hose, get your hose back in shape, restock whatever they used that off the truck that day, whether it be foam or whatever. Of course, three ports, air bottles for the air packs. You got to get all the air bottles back filled up, put back on the truck, all the air packs back in service. You know, there's usually another hour to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. I would even think longer than that.
And it depends on how many guys you got. You know, if it's one of those days you got two guys, you may be there for 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
You know, getting the truck back ready. But
And you know, there's that, what would you call it, the recall of what happened and strategically kind of, okay, what did we do and what did we need to do different? I guess y'all probably spend a little bit of time going over how you responded to a fire.
Usually a few minutes, you know, we'll talk about, hey, what could we have done different on that call? Or some of us will be sitting around just talking about it, that sort of thing. Or if we're doing a training, you know, we'll say, well, that last fire, what could we have done on that, you know?
Right, right. Well, that's a really important time spent, too. Is recalling, and that's a good learning process to go back over all of that. Let's see. Tell us about, I know I've been very involved with a care package program. It's called CARDS, and that's Caring About Recently Deployed Soldiers. And I've adopted a guy that's local here, and his name is Haney, Lieutenant Haney. So tell us about him. He's in the military right now, and I know that y'all, that's just a little side thing that y'all are doing too. You're sending care packages over to him. Tell us about Lieutenant Haney. When did he get in the Army? And
In the Army, I think, what, 3 years ago?
3 years, probably. That's
somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
He joined our department about a little over 5 years ago.
Okay.
Of course, he was young then. I mean, he's still young today. Don't get me wrong. He's still young, but he was really young when he joined our department. Kind of one of those guys that was green, I guess you would say, in the fire service, really didn't know nothing. But in the past 5 years, you know, he has really, I guess you'd say, grown up a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, he's made up to the lieutenant on our department, which is saying something. Like I said, we have high standards, or I have a high standard for my guys, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, once a month, every meeting, whenever we send out our text about our meetings, we tell everybody to bring something to put in a package, you know. I mean, once a month, we'll send him, try to send him a package over, which he seems to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're over there where you can't exactly walk down the street to the convenience store and get something that you'd like to have.
Right.
So,
and
especially all that stuff that he sure can't get, like deer jerky. I know. I guarantee y'all are sending that stuff.
Yeah, we send him some deer jerky. But and some of the guys, you know, they'll throw some odd stuff in there just for jokes to aggravate him and pick at him, you know. But I know one of the packages of deer jerky we sent, they dropped a camel on it and called it camel jerky.
Well, I'm sure he's seen different herds of camels along the way while he's been over there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, you know, Cal sent a flag back. I've been sending stuff to him, too, and I actually sent him a U.S. flag, and he flew it over Kandahar, and he actually sent that back. And the night of the Rescue 111 tribute, we were trying to find something to go on the podium, just a flower arrangement or something, I had gotten that flag that day, that morning in the mail, and I still had it in my vehicle, and I thought, what would be more perfect than to fly Lieutenant Haney's flag on the podium? And that's what we did. So,
that
was very special.
I actually talked to him. He called me yesterday morning on the phone, and we talked for about an hour, and I told him about that. You know, and he, going back to that Johnsonville thing, the 9/11 tribute, he sent us a $100 check for us to buy drinks with, you know, to give it to everybody, you know, and you know, we should be sending him the money.
Right.
You know, not him sending us money to give stuff away over here. You know, we should be giving him stuff. You know, he's over there fighting for us.
Absolutely. All the way from Afghanistan.
Yep.
Yeah. He's thinking about his fire department at home.
Yeah, he makes me, it kind of sounds funny, but we usually, our meetings, we get emails. Our secretary types them up in emails to me anyway, but he makes me email in the minutes from every month's meeting. That way he can keep up with what's going on with the department.
Yeah. He's not going to come back and be slacking, is he?
No, he's not.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for another sponsor break. And is there anything else that you want to hit on? Any fundraisers in the future?
In the future, nothing as of yet right now.
Okay.
I guess we're just kind of trying to concentrate on this Josh Sellers thing.
Yeah.
And if you got a second, get on our Facebook page, like our page, click on the link to go vote. You have to like the Josh Sellers page before you can vote, and then click the vote tab on whichever department you want to vote for. Hopefully it's us.
Right.
That's all I can ask.
Yeah, just find James's picture. It's got a picture of him in his yellow firefighter suit.
Yep, there's a picture of me in there. But, you know, any votes you can send our way, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's Facebook.
Yep.
So all you Facebook people out there, go to their Facebook page is East 52 Fire Department.
The volunteer department.
Volunteer department. So type that in and get to their page, like the page, go to that link and like that link and then vote.
Yep. And all I can say is thanks and afterwards.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having
me. We'll be taking a break, and then I'll be coming back with Mr. Al Westbrook with the Troop 191 Boy Scouts of America.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Mr. Al Westbrook here sitting with me. And I want to thank you, Al, for being here this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to.
Appreciate it. Al was recently taking applications for membership into the Boy Scouts of America, and that's Troop 191.
Yes, ma'am.
Al, how did that go?
Well, we met at the Chamber of Commerce this past Tuesday evening, and we signed up four new Boy Scouts and one dad. That gives us a total of six. Apparently, and I had forgotten about this, there are minimum requirements for a troop to be active, and you had to have four registered, and I didn't have any.
Okay.
But now we do, and we are going to reactivate the charter for Troop 191. 191 is the original scout troop number for Salina.
Mm-hmm.
It's been quite a number of years since.
Age old.
Yes. I have met several former scouts from Troop 191 over the last year, and they have promised to help support the troop as it regrows. We're not going to be, right off the bat, the large scout troop that Troop 191 once was.
Mm-hmm.
I have been told by more than one former scout from the Salina area that 191 at one time, if not the largest, was one of the largest scout troops in the Upper Cumberland District, and we'll get there again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a slow building process, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm retired. I did my 30 years as a firefighter paramedic back in Wilson County.
Mm-hmm.
I married a Salina hometown girl. Miss Pam Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Good morning to her.
Morning, Pam.
And Mom and Dad, Homer and Lucy Copeland from here in Salina. Our son, Austin, who is currently a sophomore at Clay County High School, has been in scouting since the first grade. I was a scoutmaster in Lebanon for almost 15 years, several of those before Austin was ever born.
Mm-hmm.
But I stepped down as scoutmaster to start Cub Scouting with my son.
Right.
As a Tiger in first grade, some of my scouting friends said I did it backwards. I started
right.
out as a Boy Scout leader without a son in
mm-hmm.
the troop,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes one of the parents would say, "Well, what made you want to be a Boy Scout leader if your son's not in Boy Scouts?" And the simple answer was, I was asked.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be interested in giving some time? And in Boy Scouting, it's kind of a private joke within the scout leader volunteer ranks that it's just 1 hour a week. When
right.
of course it's not.
No, it's not. But it's all composed of good hours. You know, it's
absolutely.
Hours working with the kids and it on a lot of fun projects. They learn so many interesting,
yes.
fun, and useful skills that they can carry on later in life.
Absolutely. Boys will learn leadership skills without even knowing
mm-hmm.
that they're doing anything other than
having fun.
But they will have the opportunity, as they stay with Boy Scouts, to share different leadership roles within the scouting, scout troop. And by the time they are 18, they will have had the opportunity to advance in rank
mm-hmm.
from the very beginning of scout rank to the highest honored scout rank of Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagle rank signifies, among many other things, simply that the boy will finish what he starts.
Mm-hmm.
It will mean to others, whether they've been in scouting ever or not, they know that less than say 1 in 10 boys that are in scouting. Sometimes it's 2 out of 10, but it's not something that every scout earns, reaches the rank of Eagle. So it is special.
It's a very prestigious
yes.
recognition.
That it can open doors for these youth later on in life simply because an employer knows they'll finish what they start.
Mm-hmm.
They are goal setters, and they will stick with something until they reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things, too, that scouting teaches. You set a goal, and you work for it. You learn that goals are not just given to you.
Right.
You have to earn them. You have to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they learn that while having fun.
Right.
A good example, something simple, would be starting a fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magic spell. You can't snap your fingers and have a campfire. You have to work. There are certain steps that you have to go through in order to have a campfire before
mm-hmm.
you can cook. And if you skip a step, it makes your job of starting the fire more difficult, if not impossible. So they learn to follow through, stay focused, and do the steps that they have been taught are
mm-hmm.
necessary. And then they do what boys do all night long. They sit around the fire, shine their flashlight in it, make sure it's lit. It's just something they do. And poke a stick in the hot coals.
Exactly. Toss something in.
But,
a little rock every once in a while.
When I came to Clay County with my wife a few years ago, Austin's scoutmaster had called me and said, if there is a Cub Scout pack, Austin needs to join and be their den chief, which is a rank, a supervisory leadership role mm-hmm. for Boy Scouts at help at the Cub Scout level. And I called the Cub Scout leader, the den leader at K-8, and asked her, did she have someone who was acting as den chief? And she said no. And I told her that my son was available. And the boys, of course, oohed and awed the first time Austin was there
right.
in his uniform.
An older guy in a uniform.
And they hit it off real well, which is one of the things that a den chief does. He's closer to their age, and mm-hmm. the boys are more likely to listen to him than an adult. But he was, in my opinion, he was very helpful with the Cub Scouts and still will continue as a den chief. We picked up last fall a sixth grader, and he's now in the seventh grade this year. I meant last year we picked up a sixth grader. This school year he's in seventh grade at K-8, and he is working his way along the scout ranks, the trail to Eagle, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up several more boys Tuesday night, and so we're on our way.
Yeah, definitely. The minimum of four has been hit, so that's
yes.
one goal accomplished.
So I should be able to get a sixth boys paperwork this week.
Good.
So that'll give us six.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, remind me again, what is the age category for the Boy Scouts?
From 11 to 18.
11 to 18, okay.
Now, once they get close to the 16 to 18 age level, a lot of times they are feel like they've done it all and gotten the T-shirt. And Boy Scouting has venturing, which is open to co-ed from 16 to 21. Now, there are a couple of venturing crews in the Cookeville area.
Mm-hmm.
And we will eventually have one here. But right now, we're just trying to get the troop level started.
Yeah.
There's also an opportunity for Sea Scouts. There's a Sea Scout crew in the Walton Trail District, which is down toward Lebanon. They have a sailboat, and they go out on the lake. And I think that's one of the things that they do with the Sea Scouts up in the Cookeville area. The venturing is more high adventure, kayaking, canoeing, backpacking, rappelling, rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Scouts do some canoeing, but they don't do a lot of whitewater
mm-hmm.
rafting because they're, in some cases, that's limited to 14 and older.
Right.
Years ago, I took my scout troop to do a stint on the Ocoee, the Olympic section.
Oh, right.
And
mm-hmm.
you had to be 14 or older.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, all the boys we took with us that Saturday were old enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to... We would have had to turn around and go back home because we couldn't have left
right.
one back at the
just sitting on the bank.
Mm-hmm. But we went down in a big old orange raft, rubber mm-hmm. raft, and we all got soaking wet.
Of course.
But it was fantastic. Of course, we had a river guide
mm-hmm.
with us, and when he said paddle on the left, everybody had to paddle, or paddle on the right. But we made it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lose anybody out of the canoe, out of the rubber raft, but we all got soaked to the skin, which you got to plan for when you're on the river. But
Well, Al, just that alone sounds like a lot of fun, but there's so many opportunities for Boy Scouts to learn and to do and to be involved in canoeing and kayaking. Parents, if you're listening, you have boys that are between the age of 11 and 18,
right?
Call us. Get those kids signed up with the Boy Scouts. It is nothing but fun. You know, it's learning and fun.
We are going to meet at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Again, Tuesday. I believe that's going to be the 30th of this month.
It is, September 30th.
One more time at 6:30 at the Chamber of Commerce on Brown Street here in Salina. And after that, whether we sign up any more boys that night or not, we will start having regular troop meetings, and I'm going to be asking again that our boys try and recruit
others
from their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Peer-to-peer recruiting is by far the more successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a buddy, and
right.
You've got somebody to come with, and that makes it easier.
There's a recruiting patch that the scout can earn if he brings in a buddy.
All right, so they're getting a head start right there at the beginning.
That's right, start collecting those patches.
And you know what? If you have any more questions or you need to get in touch with Al, call the Chamber. The Chamber number is 931-243-3338, and they can remind you when that meeting is, or they can get you in contact with Al.
Yes.
For more information, too. So,
yes.
Al, thank you so much, and it's time to take another break. And I'm hoping that Al's going to be back in October.
Yes.
Safety month
Fire Safety Week is the week of the 5th through the 13th.
Okay.
And if you'll have me back, I'll come back every Thursday with a different
topic. Okay, we're looking for that then. All righty. So you've heard that. He's going to be back in October weekly, and we'll cover a lot on fire safety,
which
is very important because it's the season.
It's that time of year.
It sure is. So let's take a break, and I'll be back with Ms. Tracy Hackett and the birthday announcements.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good morning. We're back at the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM, Kicks Country. I've got Miss Tracy Hackett sitting here with me. And before we get started, though, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Tracy. But let me announce this week's birthday and anniversaries. I've actually just got two birthday announcements today. I think we're getting just a little bit mixed up on the call-ins. The week to week, it ends on the Thursday that I make the announcements. So for all of you out there, please do call in. But if you don't mind, make sure that you start calling today or this coming up week through next Thursday. So the number to call is 931-243-5574. And be sure and go by and visit the Salina Dairy Queen. They've got a $5 lunch special, just all kinds of great things going on. And really big, you know, this is a nice birthday cake that they're giving out to the lucky winner. And all you have to do is call in and give us a birthday or an anniversary announcement. It's that simple. Just call the number 243-5574. Leave a message after the tone and let us know who's having a birthday this coming up week. and we will announce it on here, and we'll draw one of the lucky winners out, and we will, all you'll have to do is go by and pick up a certificate at the Chamber of Commerce. So I want to give the announcements for today. We've got Mr. Lonnie Boyd. Happy Lonnie Boyd Likens, happy birthday. Lonnie is 54 on the 23rd, and that is from Vivian Darlene and Ricky Hale and the Union Hill community. Also, happy birthday to Mike Strong on the 23rd, and he is 51. And that's from Ricky and Darlene Hale also. So happy birthday, Lonnie and Mike. Hope you have a great day. And you are going to be, one of you, a lucky winner. And Tracy has drawn a name out, and that is Mr. Lonnie Boyd Likens. Lonnie, just stop by the Chamber of Commerce anytime after 10:30 this morning and pick up your certificate and get your Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake. Miss Tracy, thank you so much for coming this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I know you've got stuff going on, and I'm going to let you talk about it.
Okay, well, don't you just love the feeling of fall in the air right now?
Oh, I love it.
It's
good,
perfect. It's good quilt weather.
It sure is.
And I'm going to talk about quilts today.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm going to actually talk about the Granville Quilt Festival.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be going on October 4th. From 9:30 to 4. Now, you might ask what the Clay County Extension agent wants to talk about the Granville Quilt Festival for, but I have a good reason, and that's because I will be taking entries of any Clay County resident who wants to enter a quilt in the festival in my office next Thursday on the 2nd.
Okay.
I'll be taking entries from 1 to 3. In my office.
I need to be sure and write that down so next Thursday when I have the announcements again, I can remind everybody.
You
if they've
can.
Just forgotten, they
to
can
just,
still swing
to go
by.
Go that afternoon and come to my office if
okay.
they want to register a quilt.
Very good. And we've got some beautiful quilts here. It's been evident at different little demonstrations we've had here in the courthouse and around.
Most definitely. And the Family Community Education Clubs here in town,
mm-hmm.
I know there are some fabulous quilters in them. There are some fabulous quilters here who aren't involved with those
right.
clubs, too,
right.
That I'm just not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
One of the neat things about this year's festival is that now we don't have a quilters guild here
mm-hmm.
in the county that I know of,
mm-hmm.
But we do. I mentioned the Family Community Education Club. They are active,
okay.
and there any quilters guild club or group organization that gets the most entries in this year's festival will receive $100.
Wow, that's a good nice little prize.
It is. And I've had some people say, well, I would like to enter a quilt, but I'm not sure that I'll be able to go to the quilt festival this
okay.
year to pick it up
mm-hmm.
because they do have to be picked up at the end of the day
mm-hmm.
at the quilt festival. And the people who plan the festival have fixed that problem this year too, because if you want to enter a quilt, you can just designate somebody to pick it up.
Okay.
Their name will have to be put on the entry form when you enter your quilt or quilt, and they are the only person or people who will be allowed to pick the quilt up, because we want it to be returned to the rightful owner. But
right.
if you want to enter a quilt and you want to send maybe your son or your daughter
mm-hmm.
or an aunt or an uncle or brother or sister or somebody else to pick it up,
mm-hmm.
then they can come by and pick it up if their name is on the entry form.
Okay, so if I want to bring a quilt but I can't go,
mm-hmm.
I on October the 2nd, I can come to your office down at the Clay County Government Complex.
Right.
And I've got to come between 1 and 3.
Right.
And I'll sign a form then so that
mm-hmm.
I can release the quilt and you can take it and pick it up for me.
I could do that.
Okay.
I could do that, yes.
Okay,
they
wonderful.
Can designate me as a pickup.
Okay, so because you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
I will be.
Okay, or someone else, a cousin, son, daughter,
yeah.
or whatever.
Yes, anybody.
Okay.
Whoever they designate, if they're going to pick it up themselves or if they designate someone else to pick it up,
mm-hmm.
they'll get a parking pass.
Oh, well,
so that's
nice.
They can get a little closer parking
right.
so that it's you know, because some people may enter four or five different quilts.
Yes.
There's actually 20 different categories.
Wow.
In the festival, and everything from antique quilts.
Just go ahead and name all of those.
Oh, you want,
yeah,
you want me to tell you all?
Fine.
Okay, uh-huh. There's antique quilts.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be hand-quilted quilts, machine-quilted quilts. Baby quilts, both hand quilted and machine, that's
okay.
Two different categories. One category just for quilt tops.
Okay.
Then there'll be categories for patriotic quilts, hand quilted and then machine quilted, two different categories. Appliqued quilts. And there's three categories for holiday or seasonal quilts. One is hand quilted, one is machine quilted, and then the others are just holiday or seasonal items that have been quilted, like stockings or door hangers or placemats or things
oh,
like that.
Okay.
Then there are two categories for wall hangings. One's hand quilted and one is machine quilted. Then quilts, there's a youth category for anyone who has quilted something. They're 18 and under.
Very good.
So there's a youth category.
Mm-hmm.
Specialty quilts, that would be anything like a crazy quilt, a yo-yo quilt, a cathedral window quilt that doesn't fit easily into the other categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's miscellaneous quilted items such as clothing, purses, table runners that might not fit in the
oh,
other
yeah.
categories. There's a quilted throw category, an embroidered quilt, and then a quilt item that's not made of fabric, because quilts are often displayed in other types of artwork and other
barns?
Types of... Yes, I suppose so. But painting or wood boxes
yeah.
that has a quilt pattern on them.
Oh, that's nice.
So
a nice different category.
Added a category mm-hmm. for that as well. So if you're not a quilter, it doesn't mean that you can't
yeah.
enter something in the quilt festival.
You can be a painting quilter.
Yes, that's right. So those are all of the categories. They will be judged professionally, and a first, second, and third place award will be presented in each category, each of the 20 categories. So there's a lot of opportunity
yes.
for some winning some ribbons and winning some prizes. And then there will be a best of show overall awarded
wow.
that day.
Wouldn't that be amazing if somebody from Salina, Tennessee won
oh,
that one?
Oh, I would love
Clay
to
County.
See that. And I know it could be done because I've seen some of the beautiful work that's been done here. So.
Yeah. You know, I want to encourage people that are listening to get in touch with your aunts and, you know, there are men that do this too, but get
right.
in touch with your family members that you know that you've seen their work, that they've just done it, they've made it, and they keep it at their house, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece, but they just don't think, you know, they want to keep it there. But encourage
and
them.
And a lot of people are protective of their quilts.
Right.
And I completely understand that. But any quilts that are entered, they're going to be bagged individually,
yeah.
you know, separately, and care will be made to be
right.
taken care of. So.
Okay. And I know that looking at some, too, sometimes you'll be going through looking at when we have quilting demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
You can be walking through, and the memories that those quilts bring back
yeah.
of a quilt that your grandmother has.
Right,
you know.
Right. Or just seeing her quilt in
oh,
a sewing
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
yeah,
it's amazing.
Now, if anybody does want to enter,
uh-huh.
And they don't designate someone else, or even if they do designate someone else to pick it up, the winners will be posted on the Granville website,
okay.
and that's granvilletn.com by 9 a.m. October 4th
okay.
that morning.
On the 4th.
And the designees or entrants that enter quilts into the festival will need to be there by 3 to pick them up. The festival ends at 4. But they need to be there at 3 to pick them up, especially if they're an award winner, because they want to get pictures of all
oh,
the award
right,
winners.
Right, right. Okay. Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for people all over. And if you haven't been to Granville, you need to go. And look, it's
yes.
an awesome place, old buildings that have been restored, and an old general store. It's just a beautiful, it's a little bit of a drive, but it's a nice drive.
It's a pretty drive.
It is.
And not to send people out of Clay County, because Clay
right,
County's pretty
right.
here, too.
It is.
But it'd be a nice little outing for a weekend.
Yeah, it would be. And that's a very nice project that's going on out there.
It is.
And a nice place to visit and see the quilts, especially.
Right. And a good preservation of those heritage skills.
Right, right. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for, I was just actually, I had just noticed that this was happening this last night. And I thought, oh, I wish I had gotten somebody. And I wasn't sure what you were going to be talking about. So, yay.
Well, things worked out, didn't it?
It did. It absolutely did. The plan came together.
Good.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for being here. And I look forward to the next time you come in and give more information with us, share with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Good deal. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 WVFB FM. And we're wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Always keep our military in your prayers. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. and I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.